6A2 Grimoire of the Rift. And head-to-head is the feature in which we throw two reviewers into Skype and make them talk about a single game, whether or not they agree. In this case, I believe they do not, but I suppose we'll find out. Let's meet the victims, who are both, in fact, not reviewers. Anna Marie Neufeld Paz, her title is The Chick Who Does Stuff, or Senior Reviewer, I suppose. And we have... Oh, say hello, Anna.
Hello, Anna.
Wonderful. And Michael Cunningham, or Max Storm, the head of PR at RP Gamer. Say hello, Anna. Michael, say hello, Anna.
I don't want to say hello, Anna.
Okay, fine.
Aww.
I'm taking a very negative stance. Take none of this personal, pause.
This is setting up the tone of this head-to-head, I believe. So, you guys both wrote a review for this game, and first, just give a brief summary of your review and how you felt about the game, Anna.
Well, I was going into it with mixed feelings because I didn't really like the first Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, but I definitely liked the fact that they did a big overhaul of the law system. They actually made the characters really interesting this time instead of a bunch of punk kids that you couldn't really feel for.
Cool, so you... So you liked it, essentially, and you gave it a 3.5, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, we'll get into some more details in just a second, but first off, Michael also reviewed it, and what did you give it, and what did you think, very briefly?
All right, so I reviewed the game as well. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. I was not as impressed with the game, mainly because I felt like a lot of it was a heavy copy and paste from the original Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, with a few... pluses and a few minuses.
All right, so before we start to get into those differences between the two of you, I've never played this game. Can you explain to me what Final Fantasy Tactics is all about, the series, and this game in particular, whoever wants
Anna,
to take this one?
Anna, would you like to do the honors?
Sure. The Tactics Advance is sort of a light version of the original Tactics, which is very heavy political religious intrigue game based around a tactical system. And the first Tactics Advance sucked you into a book. You were a bunch of children just about to start summer vacation. And everybody had a reason for being in the book, but only one person had a reason for getting out of the book. And now we have Tactics Advance 2, which is a grimoire, another book. And you are once again brought into this storybook world. And at first, the main character, Lusso, doesn't want to leave. But as he sort of matures into, out of the cocky preteen brat into sort of a slightly more responsible but still bucking the rules teenager, we see an evolution of the personalities and of how the game works.
Cool. All right. And this is just straight up tactical. Is it on a grid system or?
It is a grid system.
Okay. Cool. And this particular game is on the DS, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
Beauty. All right. So let's get right to it. Now, Paz, you mentioned, or Anna, you mentioned the law system and how you felt it was improved. Do you agree with this, Mac?
I would say the law system is one of the biggest improvements. The original law system in Final Fantasy Tactics Advance would. It would give you a law at the beginning of the battle. You could actually view the laws before you move to a certain area to see what the laws would be for that area. So it would be things like can't attack, you know, with physical attacks, can't use magic, ridiculous stuff like that. But if you just, you know, moved around a couple spaces, you could get a law that you knew you wouldn't break, and I'd be fine with that. But it was ridiculous if you got hit by that law, your characters would get penalized, put in jail. It was just really... ridiculous, I thought, but I was able to avoid it, so therefore it didn't really bother me that much. So I guess with Tactics A2, the biggest change is you're no longer harshly penalized for any laws that you break. You're rewarded for following the laws by gaining items at the end of the quest, or at the end of the mission, if you have successfully upheld the laws. Plus, you get a statistics bonus. You know, either to speed, to power, something along those lines, if you're able to follow the laws throughout as well. So it was a vast improvement as far as the laws go.
Okay, so if you felt that system was better, what do you feel wasn't so good about this title?
Well, and I'll go back to kind of Anne-Marie's description of the game. You know, the initial Tactics Advance, and I guess it's hard to really compare one or to, you know, tackle Tactics A2 without talking about Tactics Advance and at least, you know, the prior games that came in the system. You know, Tactics Advance took away the political, religious intrigue story to a more childish, child-based story with, you know, you've got a bunch of kids roaming around on just a little vacation in this imaginary world where everything seemed real, and some of them loved it, some of them didn't. And Tactics A2, I felt really cut into character development. You didn't have all of the kids involved, you only had Lusso, but he didn't have any kind of development at all. And the characters that you were involved with, Adele and Cid, characters you met within the world of Ivalice, really never grew. You learned a little bit about them over time, but they truly had no development. And even the initial kiddie game, Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, had some kind of character development. You had the one girl who was always picked on in the other world, and therefore she didn't want to go back to that world because everything was better for her here. Yet another kid that was frail and fragile that was able to do all kinds of stuff in this new world. So I felt like, as pathetic and cliched as the original Tactics Advance was, it at least had a little more story development to it.
And what do you feel about that, Paz?
I disagree, but I don't disagree too strongly. I do agree that I think that there was very little character development in both games. I feel Tactics
True.
Advance did not really grow the characters. They had their basic archetypes, which were never really touched. And while that happens to an extent in Tactics Advance 2, you find that Cid definitely does not ever change. Cid is just, I'm here and I'm the heavy. And then Adele does a little bit more evolving, where she begins very selfish. And while she never becomes particularly selfless, she certainly becomes less of a jerk by the end. And like I said before, I find that Lusso does sort of develop from, like I said, the very precocious preteen, bucking the rules, to at least someone who has a little bit of vision for himself, even if it's not necessarily a responsible one.
Right.
The problem is, and it's to do with the whole story, is the pacing in the game is crap.
I can agree with that totally. And going back to what you said about character development, kind of comparing the story and character development of Tactics A2 and Tactics Advance is like comparing wheat bread to white bread. Both of them are really, really plain in the long run. But, you can at least see. Cid seemed like he could be a very good character as far as his development goes. There's ties that he seems to have to a secret organization that you get involved with, but
But
nothing
it's
ever
not really
comes
played
from it.
on. Yeah.
No. And the initial
There's a
game.
lot of potential and it's wasted.
Okay, so
And.
I've got a question then. Again, because I don't play a whole lot of tactics RPGs, how important is story to that type of a game? Is it something that really would draw players in, or are they really just looking for the strategy of each particular battle?
They better be looking just for the strategy of each particular battle with
For this
these
game.
titles. Right, but is it
Yeah.
something that a typical tactical gamer would be looking for in their tactics games? Or do they not care
Depends.
whether or not it has a good story?
Really
I
depends.
think it varies from player to player.
Yeah.
You've got people that'll have played Tactics Ogre and that have played Final Fantasy Tactics and had a, really powerful story along with heavy tactical gameplay and real solid tactical gameplay and, are used to that. And you have players that, have played Shining Force. I like Shining Force. I like Final Fantasy Tactics. I like both ends of this.
You're talking about the
And
PlayStation 1, right?
Final Fantasy Tactics for the PlayStation and,
Okay.
the re-release for the
Shining
PSP
Force
and
is a Genesis game. That was
Sega
a
Genesis
release for
and
the
Sega
Game Boy
Saturn.
Advance.
Yes.
Yes.
And Game Boy Advance. So
It's
those
one
were
of the
more gameplay
father
focused.
games of the genre.
Right, along with Fire Emblem, they're more gameplay
Right.
focused and, you have characters and classes. The story is real plain Jane, but I guess if you're going to be going into Final Fantasy Tactics Advance or Tactics A2, you need to be playing for the gameplay, not for the story, because it's, like I said, it's kind of bread.
You guys have, disagreed a little bit, but are mostly on the same page. Now, there's an entire point discrepancy, which on the RP Gamer scale is, significant. So where do you think this discrepancy might come in from the two opinions?
Well, I think both of us agreed about the music and sound, but each of us had a different tolerance on the quality we felt. I think both of us can really agree that the music was horribly recycled.
Oh,
There
yes.
was incredibly few tracks that were actually original. The majority of the music comes out of the original Tactics Advance, Final Fantasy XII, Final Fantasy XII, Revenant Wings. And having not played XII and Revenant Wings, I knew where they came, or at least not to any significant depth. I knew where the music came from, but it didn't bother me as much that it felt very recycled. Whereas, I gave it a 3, Matt gives that a 2. I'm guessing
Right.
you've played the other games the music
I
comes from.
have. And, it wasn't so much that the music's bad. Like I said, it's been recycled in this case, for the second time in some cases, because Revenant Wings had the very same thing, recycled a lot from Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah, I
So
noticed that
coming
too.
into Tactics A2, you see in the same thing. And I don't think that's where a lot of the, problems that I had with the game really came in. The biggest problem I had with the game is that I felt like I was playing Final Fantasy Tactics Advance again. There was not enough changes to the game at all that really made it seem like a different game. And
And this is where we start to part ways because you gave originality a 1, and I gave it a
Yes.
3. And in my own defense, I really liked a lot of the new classes. I liked a lot of the new abilities. I felt that they shuffled them around really well. And that seemed like it didn't particularly charm you.
It didn't. I did like the new characters, the new classes and races. The races were one of my favorites. I loved the Gria race. They were a very nice addition. But it felt like, Final Fantasy Tactics Advance 1/4, or, not even 1/2, because that's all that I felt like I got. They cut out classes like the Morpher, which I guess I never really used anyways. I felt like the Beastmaster class was gimped completely. And I felt like a lot of the other classes were just a direct copy paste. My favorite classes in the original Tactics Advance were, and just so that I can give a better explanation, the Gria are the demon girls with wings, they can fly around, and the Seek characters are the other new race, and they were seen in Final Fantasy XII, and they're the kind of brutish, I don't know, they're a more brutish race. They're not like the Bunga, but they're their own kind of class unto itself. But I didn't feel like. Go ahead.
The thing that I hated about Gria is you got them so late in the game.
Yes. And that's why I really didn't see enough new with this game because, like I was saying, my favorite classes in the original were, the human classes, where you could be, fighter, ninja, paladin. I was able to beef up, some really cool characters there, and I felt like it was the exact same thing I was doing in this one, and it gets to my other major point, which we'll talk to in a second.
Okay, well, because I've got one question that leads me into on the questions I have here. If there were to be another Final Fantasy Tactics title for the DS, what would be a necessary change then, do you feel for both of you?
I'll let you tackle that one first, Anna.
Oh,
If you'd like. I'll take it first if you want. I don't mind.
you go ahead and take it first, because I want to
Okay.
figure out how I want to word this.
All right. Going into this, I was actually very excited for Tactics A2. I can't say my hype level was, very high, but I did enjoy Final Fantasy Tactics Advance for what it was. It was a simple, mindless tactical game with a lot of depth in gameplay, very little depth in story, so it was an easy quick pick up and play game. This I didn't feel like was as much of fun to pick up and play, and the biggest problem for me was seeing that the skill system, while still learned from items like Tactics Advance, you didn't get them as the story progressed. You had to hunt down items to sell a group of items at the bazaar in order to make a new weapon available. I felt like there was too many layers to dig through. It was frustrating, and it's already enough micromanaging going on with all the character classes that you get to choose from and all of that stuff. I'd like to see fresher classes, wipe the slate clean, start new, and I'd like to see, that layer taken out. The laws were made better. The story I can deal with being so-so. The music being recycled frustrates me. But I would really like to see totally new classes and, not just the two that you get later on in the game. I'd like to see more than that, maybe predominantly more new classes than old classes coming in. It just didn't feel new enough for me.
Okay.
It felt.
What about you, Anna Marie?
I'm pretty much going to echo a lot of what Max said. Like, the micromanagement definitely stepped up a new level in this. Too many classes, too many races you got too late in the game, too many items. You
Oh,
know,
yes.
they need to scale back the number of items, scale back the number of classes, or at the very least, give you the opportunity to get all of the races at the start of the game.
Indeed.
And yeah, and a lot of the titles were completely useless. I know that's something we didn't really touch on, but Mac mentioned it briefly, where if you do obey the law, the judge allows you one small boon at the beginning of the fight that you can keep as long as you're going to behave. And the boons were really, especially the first third of the game, they were garbage. That's
And
definitely got to be stepped up.
there was really no incentive for me to ever go and increase them, except for to pad my playtime, which by the time I got about, I guess, 15 hours into it, I was just ready to be done because I was getting no variety. I'd unlocked all the classes that could be unlocked, all the races, and I just wasn't getting enough. I hunted down to get dual wield for my ninjas and tried to beef up a couple Hume ninjas and that was really it. There just wasn't enough to keep me interested.
Yeah, I ended up just going into a battle. I knew I was terribly overpowered for doing it, getting a title that I wanted, and that was it. I didn't deal with the system.
Right. And see, me saying that I didn't have enough from this game is coming from somebody that liked the original Tactics Advance, liked the original Tactics, likes games like Luminous Arc, which is really shallow, and I'd say overall below like the quality level of Tactics A2. But I still felt left wanting. It was like it had potential, but it never even started to ramp up to that potential.
Finally, I wanted to talk about the visuals in the game. Do you guys feel how good you guys feel that they were, and how relevant is that to how good the game is in this case?
As a whole, I don't feel it had a huge impact, but the problem was it was such a letdown for me. Like, I wasn't a big fan of Tactics Advance just because the entire package put together didn't appeal to me. And, you know, I get my Game Boy Advance out, I put Tactics A2 beside Tactics Advance, and it's like, these are all the same sprites, these are all the same, you know, areas. I realize it's the same world, but at the same time, all it feels like it's been done is that they've been tidied up and their edges have been made a little sharper, and it's like, there's no effort here.
Right. I felt like it was another copy paste aspect, and I guess in retrospect, I could have probably hit it a little harder than I did. I liked the addition of, when you actually use summons, which was even rarer in this version than it was in anything else, and the high powered two screen animations that you saw in the trailers, which never really came into play. That was nice. I guess I didn't even really like the use of the top screen. It never really gave me all the information I wanted to know about, who was coming up next. I had to, hit R trigger and L trigger to cycle through to see who was coming up. I didn't get any good statistics. It was just, it seemed like a waste of the top screen as well.
Okay, so then from what I got from you guys, it sounds like you might even feel very similarly about the titles, but it all comes down to tolerance, how much you can stand having recycled music, how much you are okay with the game not really being completely revamped by the sounds of it. So would you both ultimately recommend this title to fans of the series? Just a quick yes or no, yeah?
I'd have a hard time doing it.
Right.
It was mildly entertaining, but $40, I can't.
I would conditionally. If you liked the first one, honestly, you probably will like the second one. If you didn't like the first one, your mileage will really vary.
Yeah, this is not going to change your mind. All right, so thank you so much for joining me, you two, Anne Marie and Michael. I, by the way, am Ethan Pfeiffer, Ethos. I didn't introduce myself at the beginning. Your host for the head-to-head feature, and that does it. Keep coming to RP Gamer, and have a wonderful day or night or morning or whenever you're listening to this. Bye.